We're just glad to see you all here tonight, and we hope you can enjoy the wonderful music that we enjoy playing and sharing together with you. The first piece that we'll play is a piano duet written by Beethoven, and it's a sonata in two movements, an allegro and a rondo. Sonata by Beethoven.
Thank you.
The next number will be by our daughter Kathy, and she will play a solo on viola. The viola is, as most of you probably know, is a larger instrument than the violin, and sort of not midway between the violin and the cello, but somewhere in there. And she'll play a sonata by Thomas Arne, a Baroque composer that lived in London, that lived somewhat around the time of Bach. He was born in the early 1700s and died about 1770, someplace along that. This sonata is also in two movements, two short movements, an opening movement followed by a gavotte movement. Arne Sonata for viola. The next number will be by our other daughter, Angela, and she will play a second movement of the Mendelssohn E minor violin concerto.
Thank you.
The next piece we will all four play together. We were really quite pleased. We discovered this piece 2 years ago when we were on our sabbatical leave in London, and it's by Benjamin Britten, and it's called Gemini Variations. Now, we won't play it all for you, and it is not necessarily as easy listening as what we've had so far. It requires a little bit of acquaintance, perhaps, with more contemporary musical styles, but it's also, we found, very enjoyable, especially as we prepared it for this occasion. We have never performed it before. We had started reading it when we found it in London, but we didn't seem to progress very far with it, but this time we will play it. We'll take the opening movement, which is based on a theme of Kodály. The history of this piece is that Britten was in Hungary, and he discovered two twins that played flute and violin, and they also played piano. Now, he wrote it in such a way that it can be, it's scored for optional piano duet plus flute and violin, or it could be arranged in such a way that the violinist and pianist could alternate, playing sometimes on the piano and accompanying the other, or vice versa. And it's a, really a clever arrangement. But we wanted to be participating in this event, so we took over the piano end of the deal. This time, Angela will be on flute, and Kathy will be on violin, and we'll have the opening movement, which is for all four, then three short movements, which are for flute and violin, and then a fugue, which starts with violin, the fugue, the flute enters, and then first piano, and then the second pianist enters on this Gemini Variations by Benjamin Britten.
Thank you.
The last number on our program, I said I was really sort of blaming onto Leo, because with all of this animal talk around here this week, we had no choice but to play Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Luckily, we don't have any pigs in here or dogs, but we do have other animals that were represented at the talent show. Animals seem to just invade the whole week this week, and it just seemed appropriate that we enjoy, well, we love the piece anyway. And I'm sorry for those that might have heard it a couple years ago. Just either enjoy it again or else you can leave. But we love it, and we're also interspersing within the movement verses by Ogden Nash. We also had a preview of that at the talent night, if someone recalls the verse that was given about the fossils. That was from the Ogden Nash that was part of this set, the Carnival of the Animals. Saint-Saëns, when he composed this, it was considered by him as just a personal, private joke, and he did not allow it to be performed publicly in his lifetime. He only shared it with friends, and we feel that's what we're doing tonight. We're sharing this with friends, and I hope you can enjoy the menagerie of animals of Saint-Saëns with Ogden Nash poetry.
Camille Saint-Saëns was racked with pains when people addressed him as Saint Saëns. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other forms of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feathers, furs, and fins.
Mm-hmm. lion is the king of beasts and husband of the lioness. Gazelles and things on which he feasts address him as your highness. There are those who admire that roar of his in the African jungles and veldts. But I think, wherever the lion is, I'd rather be somewhere else. Rooster is a roistering hoodlum. His battle cry is cock-a-doodlum. Hands in pocket, cap over eye, he whistles at pullets passing by. Harked to the jackass wild, which scientists call the onager. It sounds like the laugh of an angry child or a hepcut on a harmoniger. But do not sneer at the jackass wild. There's a method in his hee-haw, for with maidenly blush and accent mild, the Jenny ass answers she-haw.
Brow with beads of myrtle. I know the tortoise is a turtle. Come, carve my name in stone immortal. I know the tortoise is a turtle. I know, to my profound despair, I bet on one to beat a hare. I also know I'm now a pauper because of its tortly, turtly torpor.
Thank you.
Elephants are useful friends, equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled, moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down, outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros.
The kangaroo can jump incredible. He has to jump because he's edible. I could not eat a kangaroo, but many fine Australians do. Those with cookbooks, as well as boomerangs, prefer him in tasty kangaroo meringues.
Fish are minnows and some are whales. People like dimples, fish like scales. Some fish are slim and some are round. They don't get cold, they don't get drowned. But every fishwife fears for her fish. What we call mermaids, they call merfish. Thank you.
In the world of mules, there are no rules.
Cuckoos lead bohemian lives. They fail as husbands and as wives. Therefore, they cynically disparage everybody else's marriage. Some claim that pianists are human and quote the case of Mr. Truman. Saint-Saëns, upon the other hand, considered them a scurvy band. Ape-like they are, he said, and simian instead of normal men and women.
Thank you.
At midnight in the museum hall, the fossils gathered for a ball. There were no drums or saxophones, but just the clatter of their bones. A rolling, rattling, carefree circus of mammoth polkas and mazurkas. Pterodactyls and brontosauruses sang ghostly prehistoric choruses. Amid the mastodonic wassail, I caught the eye of one small fossil. "Cheer up, sad world," he said and winked. "It's kind of fun to be extinct."
While sitting down. For pure conceit, he takes the crown. He looks in the mirror over and over and claims to have never heard of pullover.
We reach the grand finale, Animali Carnivali. Noises new to sea and land issue from this skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing oompa oompa umps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling.